by Lennox today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lennox of Anderson today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Listen closely. This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now at the YMCA of Easley Pickens in Powdersville. Equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the Health Dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
Walt Tiptoe Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5. There are lots to get to. You want to get in? Charles, you're up first in a minute. Quick update on South Carolina baseball. Top of the third, an RBI single for Winthrop gives the Eagles a 6-0 lead. Huh? That doesn't sound good. That sounds less than ideal. 6-0 Winthrop in the third inning. You want to get in again, 654-7627. You know, back to Mike's point, he brought up Brooks Robinson. Brooks Robinson is the greatest defensive third baseman who ever lived. And, you know, wasn't a great offensive player, but at the hot corner was, look, there have been other great defensive third basemen throughout history. Greg Nettles of the Yankees was an unbelievable defensive third baseman. But Brooks Robinson's the greatest defensive third baseman that ever lived. Texas says, I think Brooks Robinson's the second best third baseman to ever play the game. And who would you have first, just out of curiosity? Schmidt? I wonder if he has Schmidt first. I mean, you can make the argument. You know, it's funny. If you do have Schmidt first, let me see, is there another part to his text? Because that's all I see. And, of course, it's not coming up at all now, so... DW and Easley on the intramural video says, I cringe every time I see one of those intramural videos. And me too. I just think that's the concern. Jordan Williams, Texas. Jordan Williams already missing the entire spring for injuring his leg at Fike. Sit them out. Yeah, I'm Orange Bill writes the same thing. I'm just not a fan of it. I don't know what the point is. I mean, I get that the guys want to play. I get that. I just don't think it's in their best interest. And when I see these guys out there undercutting T. Higgins or screening Lawrence, you know, 80 feet from the basket, it just makes me think even more, I don't want to. This is Chipper. I don't know. I think Mike Schmidt would be above Chipper Jones, but obviously that's debatable. And they're not the only ones, but the greatest defensive third baseman of all time is easily Brooks Robinson. Easily. You want to get in 6-5-4. So text me asking me, where do you rank Chipper Jones? You know, again, my concern about Chipper Jones was always his injury history that was highlighted by the, I don't want to say confrontation with John Smoltz, but being called out by John Smoltz. Obviously a tremendous switch hitter. A guy who was an adequate defensive player. You know, he's in that upper echelon. You know, I mean, he's in that mix. You know, the funny thing is, as great as Mike Schmidt was, he always had this love-hate relationship with Philadelphia fans. They never totally embraced Mike Schmidt. It was very strange. I think part of it was Mike Schmidt's own attitude. But, you know, and Philly fans are such loyal, knowledgeable fans. But, I mean, they liked guys like Greg Luzinski. You know, they loved Lenny Dykstra when Dykstra played in Philadelphia, who's, I guess, now in prison somewhere. You want to get in 654-767. Actually, the lines are pretty jammed. I still haven't even got to Clemson baseball or basketball yet. And we're going to break down the Clemson basketball game. Before I get to the phones, you know, listen, I think Clemson baseball got off to a pretty good start. Obviously, the freshmen have looked very good. Davis Sharp made his impact felt both on the hill and in the as a position player with the two home runs. Clemson's been going long ball. I think 9 home runs thus far. Maybe I lost count. Maybe it's more than 9. But they're actually at a pace that's above last year's pace when they were amongst leaders in the country. Now, I don't think that's going to last. My concern is when you face better competition, you're not going to be able to rely on these home runs. You know, you're not going to get the same type of home run production. But I liked what I saw from the young pitchers, a lot of power. And then you throw Keyshawn Askew in the mix, and he's a lefty, comes at you with all legs, arms, and elbows. And in the television broadcast, they made the comparison to David Price. I'm buying that comparison. I sort of like that comparison. And I thought that's sort of what he looked like. I think the David Price thing was pretty accurate. But he's tough to pick up because, you know, he's coming at you with legs, elbows. He's 6'3", 6'4", whatever he is, coming at you with legs, elbows, and long-limbed. And then he's coming at you sidearm, three-quarters. And the ball's hard to pick up. So I liked what I saw to him. You know, so far so good. Again, a lot of long ball. Adam Hackenberg with a two-run blast as well. And Jordan Green, a home run. It just seemed like every time he turned around, Clemson was going, was hitting the ball out. You know, so far so good. But I still have some concerns. I'm concerned about facing better competition. I'm concerned about a team that has so many young players over a long 56-game season. So that's where I'm at right now. It's too early for me to have any read at all, other than I like what I see out of the young talent. That's where I'm at. To the phones, Charles, how are you?
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
Yeah, appreciate it, Charles. Hey. Appreciate you getting in.
You're exactly right about both Robinsons. When I was 7 or 8 years old, I lived someplace where we had an Orioles minor league team, and they would the big league team would come down there for spring training. And my dad, the very first game I ever saw, he came and got me out of school, took me to the park, and I saw Brooks and Frank Robinson that day. And I didn't understand then why he just died laughing when I asked him if they were brothers when I saw the names on the back of the uniform, you know. But those guys were really, they were really, really good. And I, you asked the question why he doesn't get the props that he should. I wonder if it's because of his performance as a manager. You know, you think that that can cloud people's opinion of players.
You know,
when they kind of.
You know, that's a really good question, Charles. But I'm not sure. I just, for some reason, it seems to me that Frank Robinson just never got the credit he deserved. He was never talked about in those, in the class of the great players like the Mazes and the Aarons, and he never had that attention. Yet he's the only player to win the MVP in both leagues, and he is one of the truly greatest, most feared hitters the game ever saw. And I have never understood it. You're right. You know, his managerial career was, you know, up and down, and maybe that had something to do with it, but I just think he's a guy who's sort of lost in history. I don't think most people today even really know who he was. I mean, they know of Willie Mays, they know of Hank Aaron, they know of these guys, but I don't think many people really know of Frank Robinson.
Yeah, and I wonder if that guy that said he would rank Brooks second was trying to rank Brett first, maybe.
You know, I thought about that.
You know.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I actually think that George Brett is another of those most underrated players of all time. If I came up with an all-time top 10 underrated player list, Frank Robinson and George Brett would both be on that list. When Brett was in the prime of his career, he was the most feared hitter in the game. I mean, you know, what did he hit, 391 that year or 388, whatever it was? And he was a guy who could hit the ball out of the park as well.
Yeah.
You know,
and he played every day.
He did. And you knew if you were in a big time situation, if you were the opposing team, the last guy you wanted to see at the plate was George Brett.
Yeah.
You're
all right. Well, thanks, Walt.
It's an excellent call, Charles. Yep. Good job. I think that Frank Robinson, looking up his career numbers, 586 home runs, 1,812 RBIs, career batting average of .294. The only player to win the MVP in both leagues, RBI years, 136, 124, 125, 122, 113, and just on and on and on. And yet, for whatever reason, I just don't think he's never in that conversation of the greatest players that ever lived. And he certainly should be. To the phones, lines are very jammed. It's Blythe. Is that right, Ramona Blythe? Blythe, how are you?
How you doing, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Blythe.
Well, I'm going to take your speakerphone. Got a question for you. It might sound crazy, but you're the man, so. This new ticket prices, do you think this stuff is getting outrageous? They're talking about $2,500 just to get in.
For who? Who's $2,500?
This Duke and North Carolina basketball game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's certainly a problem, and when people can stay home and watch it in the comfort of their homes, I think that's one of the problems that is being faced today, and I think we're seeing that reflected in attendance in many places. I mean,
they got people sleeping at this. I can understand that part, but let me ask you this question. This is my thing. Even though that the players can't, you know, in any collegiate level get paid. But don't you think they're taking advantage of the situation of the talent that Duke has by the ticket prices?
So I'm just trying
the talent of the players.
Yeah, so
the talent of the players that they put on the floor every night.
So you're saying that in terms of the ticket prices, the talent of the players that Duke puts on the floor is what enables them to ask those ticket prices. Yeah.
Is that like Zion Williams, RJ Barrett, yeah. Cam Reddish? I mean, do you not think they're benefiting off those players by charging those prices? But at the end of the day, the players can't benefit from the besides of the scholarship far as money wise. Don't you think?
Look, I think it's a fair point, but don't you think, Blythe, in a way that everybody involved there is sort of using each other? I mean, because Zion and RJ Barrett are like 3/4 year players. I mean, you have 3/4 of the year these guys will be checking out. That's another reason I don't like them in the tournament. Teams that are built on these freshman guys, by the time you get to the NCAA tournament, they're already thinking about the NBA.
That's exactly that. But, man, this is another thing that's funny to me because you got people sleeping outside for months at a time waiting to get into these games.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, you don't get that, Walt.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. No, you would never. I would never be in a tent outside. Trust me on that. I will not be in any tents anywhere waiting to get in anywhere for like a week. Those people at Duke are insane. They really are. It's all they live for. Put that blue basketball on their head and act like little idiots.
You have a good day, Walt.
Thank you, Fly. I appreciate it. Ramona, one of the funniest things that ever happened was, I don't know whether I should even tell this again, but when Larry Shyatt was coaching here, and every game was, a 50-point blowout, even if you were playing, like, Yale.
Uh-huh.
He lost every, like, little team within a 1,000-mile radius. They went to Duke one year, and they just got slaughtered. I mean, absolutely slaughtered. And this is pretty funny. And I only tell it because this guy is really good-natured about it. When Clemson was losing by, like, 60, the Duke crowd, who's just ruthless, started chanting because Clemson started to put Walker Holt in the game. And the Duke crowd started chanting, "Oh no, not Holt." Clemson was down 60 or whatever, and they put and I told this story on air and this is really funny because Walker wrote me. He said, "Well, I love him, listen." He said, "But man, give me a break."
He wrote you?
Yeah.
He heard you talking about it. He heard me tell that story.
But he had a great sense of humor about it. And it was just funny. It's just one of those chants that as much as I hate those people.
You thought it was funny.
I did. It was just funny. Every once in a while, something's just funny. It is Tony and Alex. I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm craving the Thomas Barbecue, Ramona. And, oh, by the way, apparently it was here. I swear to God, you people plan this crap.
You weren't meant to work yesterday.
It's always something. Hey, who's the one who's been selling this Thomas Barbecue all along? And yet I never get any of it.
You were off. You could have came up here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here.
I'm going to come in on my day off. No. No, here's the thing. I want this food delivered at like 5 o'clock one day. And if you people in the morning or whatever, you want the food, you got to come in and get it then. How about that? I see these invites all the time. Well, we're having Tom's Barbecue come in at noon. Great. I don't work till 3.
Right.
Come on, man. Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth Watt Thompson, the original owner. Catering, tailgates, parties. They do it all. They just redid the store in the storefront. There's no one like Tom's. They're the home for your Cheerwine National Championship sauce. If you think the sauce sounds good, just imagine how good it tastes. That is Tom's Barbecue. Trust me, you need to try it. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of the 8 sauces, fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Go see them. Tell them I say it's how this deal works. Walter Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back. Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all
under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. With spring around the corner, Goodyear and the Pendleton Tire Company are kicking savings into high gear. Now through March 31st, get incredible deals on some of our best tires for wet conditions, like the all-weather Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, built with advanced traction for superior performance on slick roads. Get fresh deals for your wheels with savings up to $200 by rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. Subject to credit approval. Come see Zach or Joey for complete details or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Stay in bounds, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You'll spend less time in our office and more time cheering your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Well, visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for a membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
sorts of people running, writing about things they had at Tom's Barbecue that they love, but Clemson Trent just wrote me about fried Brussels sprouts at Tom's being legit. Okay, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. As much as I love Tom's, I'm not doing that.
They have plenty of stuff you would love.
No, yeah, exactly right.
Brussels sprouts.
There will be no Brussels sprouts going into this mouth, I tell you that right now. That is a childhood deal. I will not, honestly, if I walk into a house or something where Brussels sprouts are being cooked, I'm leaving. I'm not getting to the point of eating them.
Well, I doubt if you're walking to a house where someone doesn't know you, therefore they wouldn't be cooking Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, and honestly, if I found out they were, I'd probably cross them off the list.
Well, do you like cabbage? Yeah. It smells the same.
No, it doesn't.
They all smell like that to me.
No. There's something vile about Brussels sprouts. Just absolutely. It's like the worst food known to mankind. Now, apparently, if you fry it up, maybe, I guess Tom's is some secret, but, you know, that's the one thing I cannot do.
Well, I mean, they sell it because there are people that like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like I said, there's plenty of stuff there for you to eat.
Oh, yeah, everything else. Absolutely everything else. I'm not even sure that's true. What? I'm not even sure that tweet was true. I don't even know.
Maybe somebody was trying to get you to eat Brussels sprouts.
Probably. I wasn't aware of that, honestly. I wasn't aware of that. But trust me, you know, and actually, I just received other tweets about how great Tom's is, or texts about how great Tom's is as well. Now, I don't know if I can find them now. Right here. Walt, don't forget about the awesome pork rinds at Tom's. How about that?
Oh, I never had those.
You have not?
No. Yeah, I had peach cobbler yesterday. That was really good.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's absolute bullcrap.
You were supposed to be here, though.
What exactly do you do for Tom's?
I produce this show.
Yeah, but...
You're high maintenance. You don't think I work over here?
No, I said, what do you do for Tom's?
Well, you're the one that reads the library.
Right, and I never get any of the food.
I'm the one
that's
that
the point.
Produces the show. Yeah,
okay, all right.
Does the live read for
right.
Tom's.
Okay. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Tony and then Alex. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Walt, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Tony, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I appreciate you. I want to ask you about the Philadelphia Eagles, man. They got a big mess cap space-wise.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think I'm crazy for wanting them to keep Foles and trade Wentz?
Well, you know, let me answer this way, Tony. Even if I agreed with that, that's not what they're going to do. You know, they're going to keep Wentz. They believe he's their future. You know, it's interesting because the reaction to Foles outside of Philadelphia is lukewarm. I mean, people are not, you know, because Foles' career, you know, he's had some good moments. He's had some terrible moments outside of Philadelphia with the Rams. And I think there's a question about a 30-year-old quarterback who people – really don't know if he's just a system fit in Philadelphia, if he can be that guy outside of it. Whereas, you know, the Eagles fully believe that Wentz is their future. And, you know, and it's easy to forget that Wentz was the guy who led you through that season and that the Super Bowl season, and that he was the guy who was in consideration for being the MVP. And Foles did have that great little run through the playoffs into the Super Bowl. But, you know, he had another chance to do that this year, and he wasn't great. And so, you know, I think that, and look, obviously there's a bit of a risk associated with Carson Wentz's health because he's not been able to stay healthy. But I just think the Eagles really believe in Carson Wentz still.
But I look at it like this, though, Walt. It's a team game. It's a team sport. And I feel like trading Foles, we're not really going to get a big return because, of, like you said, a lot of people really aren't high on him.
Yeah.
So I feel like trading Wentz would allow us to get way more pieces to add. And, you know, worst case scenario, you know, Foles ends up being a bust.
Yeah.
You know, we could replace him with somebody in the draft in future years. But as far as Wentz, really, he hasn't been proof. We don't know if he gets to the playoffs and for the rest of his career, he loses out every game he plays. We don't know.
No, and I get your point, Tony, but I just think that they think the talent is just too good. I mean, you had a franchise a young franchise quarterback, and I think you still just believe in him. The bottom line is the Eagles believe that Wentz is a better player than Foles, and I do too. I mean, if Wentz is going to be healthy, I believe he's a better player. Now, you're 100% right. Your salary cap situation is just completely screwed up. And you know, that's the price of having so many talented guys on one roster in a salary cap era. You're going to have some difficult decisions to make, but that's not going to be one of them.
Yeah. Hey, Walt, real quick before I let you go, yeah. how do you feel about the Manny Machado signing? How do you think it goes for the team, for the Major League Baseball, and for Manny himself?
Yeah. You know, Tony, I already addressed this earlier. I'm not a fan of any of it. There's no way I'm paying Manny Machado $300 million for 10 years. He's not a self-motivated guy. He's a talent. I think, he's more talented than Bryce Harper. But what did he mean to Baltimore when he was in a similar kind of franchise? You know, the San Diego franchise sucks. I mean, they lost 96 games last year. So I don't think he's going to make any difference at all. And when you pay a guy who's less than self-motivated $300 million for 10 years, you're basically giving him license to just shut down. And my concern is twofold. One, the only team in baseball was going to give him that deal was San Diego. And they're a bad franchise. And two,
makes no sense.
Right, from a Machado standpoint, when you go to San Diego, you're saying, I don't care about winning.
Well, pretty much.
I think it's a terrible deal. I mean, it's good for Machado's bank account. It's good. Yeah. It's good for his history. But I think it's a terrible deal for San Diego. And I think somebody's going to make a worse deal for Harper. Probably Philadelphia.
Definitely.
Because Harper, as I mentioned earlier, Harper's career numbers, Harper's career numbers are, he has a career 279 batting average. He averages 26 home runs, 74 RBIs, and 146 strikeouts a year. And somebody's going to give him $30 million.
Yeah. And I love Manny. He's a good young player. But when he went to San Diego, it has to be about the money. I mean, because out of all the markets, all the teams he could have played, you go to San Diego, they're playing for nothing really.
Right, exactly right. And I don't think he's going to change it at all. Baseball doesn't work that way. You know, what do you mean for Baltimore? He was putting up numbers in Baltimore. What do you mean there? You know, but in terms of the two of them, I think if you look at what they've done this far, I would say Machado is actually the better hitter. But I don't want to pay either one of those guys that kind of money. I mean, these guys aren't Willie Mays. They're not even Mike Trout.
I couldn't believe he held out this long just to pick San Diego out of all teams.
No, and you know, I saw a tweet earlier from Dale Murphy, and Murphy was saying, well, if you're 26 years old and somebody was offering you $300 million to go play in San Diego, wouldn't take it? And everyone's saying absolutely they would because San Diego is a great city and all that. Where does winning come into it? Where does being a competitive guy and wanting to win? I don't want to go play in San Diego and lose for the rest of my life, but apparently Machado is not really concerned about winning and losing. He's concerned about securing his future financially.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Thank you, Tony. Good job.
I appreciate you, Walt.
Let me get to Alex. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Alex, good to have you as always.
Hey, I want to ask you a quick question about the Steelers, but first I want to touch on some Clemson basketball.
Yeah.
And kind of call out this fan base a little bit because, you know, you've watched every game this year, just, and you know I have too, and there's been some, this team has caught some tough breaks. They continue to fight. They continue to battle. They keep going on the road to these hostile environments, you know. These ACC schools know they can't touch us in football, so they all come out and scream at the basketball team, hoping to get some sort of win against Clemson. And this team battles to the, you know, keeps their heads up, battles to the final buzzer, represents this school, and now they're back in town, ACC play. We need to come out and show this team we got their back tonight. There's tickets available. They're not that expensive. You guys need to get online, get you a ticket, and come out and make some noise. I know it's raining. Last time I checked, Little John has a roof. So, you know, go get you some Joe's New York Pizza, make a night of it.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right, and it is vital that this team has crowd support tonight because it makes a difference. And quite honestly, this team, unfortunately, has been a victim of some really bad luck. I mean, when you lose 2 1-point games and you lose the way you lost at NC State, you haven't won one of those games. You've now had three of those games go against you and not one in your favor. The law of averages says that that'll change.
Yeah, and I think you've mentioned it before. I mean, the reality is luck is a part of sports.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's not everything, but it is something. And these guys, I mean, they've caught bad break after bad break, and I've really just been impressed with their heart, you know, representing this school on the road. And that's why we need to, you know, you want them to represent this school. Well, the fans need to represent the school too. And there's tickets available. Go online. It takes like 2 minutes to buy one. I went and bought some myself, so come on out. But I have one other quick question. It's kind of on the Steelers. You were talking kind of about the inmates running the asylum down there. And I was going to ask you, do you think, even though his landing spot might not be the best, do you think Martavis Bryant getting out of there might be the best thing to happen to him?
I have long-term concerns for Martavis Bryant, regardless of where he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just don't know if he had gone somewhere else with a little bit, you know, more discipline or something, if he would have gotten in trouble that he's been getting into, you know?
Yeah, I don't think Martavis Bryant is a byproduct of a bad Pittsburgh culture.
No. Okay.
Is that about as tactfully as I can put that, Alex?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's true. You know, I mean, look, the kid's got, I mean, look, nobody blows chances like this guy repeatedly without having some serious issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Young kids make mistakes, but this guy's got a problem. You know, he's one of these guys, he's just a repeat offender, and it's like something's loose up there in his brain or something. But, you know, I figured that's not going to be the team to turn that around. You know, I'm not saying that it's their fault. I'm just saying he didn't go to a situation that had any chance of helping it, is what I guess what I meant to say. And
Josh Gordon went to the Patriots, and that's the best culture you can have, and he didn't make it through the year. And so, you know, I think that's the, you know, that's the real dilemma there. And I'm just not sure that there's going to be an answer. Hey, Ramona, this isn't funny, but, you know, I saw this the other day. It said that lots of these cannabis factories around the country, the workers are wind up being burned because apparently there are fires that started all these cannabis factories.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to smoke it.
Well, I wrote...
Catching everything on fire?
Well, I wrote in response to that, well, at least they won't feel any pain. Because if the cannabis factory is on fire...
Yeah, they're breathing it in.
Right. Then my guess is, you know, you're probably not going to feel any pain.
No.
So there's that. You want to get in 654-7627. It is Scott and Zeke. I'm coming to you as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. Stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. You have heard the unsolicited reviews. People call left and right, the testimonials of First Class Halt and their experiences with Mark and his whole team. In Anderson, Greg is over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting absolute top flight specialists, knowledge that's top in the industry. They always explain the options to you. You, the customer, makes all the final calls. They use Hunter machinery, top performing machinery in the industry. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. I'm sorry, who does that? Does anybody do that? I'm not sure that anybody else does that anywhere. Free roadside assistance. Does anybody do that? free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop.
Oh, that's great.
During your service. Yeah. And of course, they serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. There's nobody who's more accommodating. So you people who own Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas, you have an inherent advantage over the rest of us. Because Mark and the guys, they wouldn't even work on my Jeeps. He told me to bring it around back at 1:30 in the morning. I swear. That's what he told me. So they won't even work on my Jeeps. This is first class haul. No one does it like them. And right now, in the month of February, in other words, for 9 days, these are insane. You're going to love the first class haul February specials. You get 14% off February 14th. See, 14% off labor on first class haul's previous recommendations. You get $100 off any Halt timing belt. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. Both of those are going on now at the Greenville and the Anderson locations. And for the Anderson location only, you get a full diagnostic check for just $99. Here are the numbers. Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. I don't care what garage you're using right now. You're not going to get the service you get at First Class Haul. So try them. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. Scott and Zeke, you guys are up first. Still to come, a total breakdown of Clemson basketball in the Florida State game. I still have some other college basketball and NFL issues I want to get to. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list, and AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the Health Dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes pressure, and he's hit it long. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number 3.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Adam Schefter and others reporting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have signed former Clemson Tiger and former Cardinals running back Andre Ellington, who, of course, played for head coach Bruce Arians in Arizona. So it seems like a pretty good fit. Pretty good chance to revive your career right there. So I like that. Let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. It is Scott and Zeke up first. Scott, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. I hope you are.
Yeah, thanks for getting in.
I know it's raining. Man, I've been working in Charleston this morning. I'm headed back, and, man, I saw a group of frogs on the side of the road, and they were all strangled. So, you know. Just a couple random thoughts. One is you mentioned Brussels sprouts. For me, it's celery. I hate celery. I'm telling you, you could put Joe's red sauce on Joe's New York pizza, and I wouldn't eat the stuff.
See, I don't understand celery. I don't like, you know, I know people put it in salads and stuff, and they say, well, it adds color. I don't want my salads to crunch. I mean, like potato salad or something, I don't want my salads to crunch. Yeah. So I'm not looking for the crunch element. Celery is one of these things I just don't get. I don't know why anyone eats it. It's like, to me, it's like eating nothing. It's like eating string. It doesn't have much taste of anything. It's like 98% water. I don't even understand the point of eating it.
Yeah, but for me, I'll tell you, when I was a little boy, and I'm way up in my 50s now, but my dad, one time I drank his hair tonic. It was this stuff called Vitalis, and I put some of that in my mouth, and I tried celery, and it so that's kind of my trauma from that.
Yeah,
so,
that's understandable. Yeah, if you drank the Vitalis, I can understand your trauma about the celery. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was more of a sip.
Yeah.
That's
probably enough.
Still, you know.
Yeah, it's probably plenty.
Right. Well, hey,
any more than a sip probably would have meant like coma.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And anyway, so, but I was thinking about the Texans, and I wanted to ask you this. Like Deshaun Watson is very familiar with a player like Hunter Renfrow. And do you think there's occasions when you'll have a player, say, like a Deshaun or somebody that might lobby for a player that he's very familiar with that thinks he could be a benefit from the team?
I think that as college fans of a particular team, especially a team that's the best in college football like Clemson, we like to think that. I mean, is there a case where a star quarterback could put in a good word for somebody? Yes. But I also think that the NFL is a completely different game, and I think the decision makers are the guys making the calls.
All right. One other question. I'll get off here and let somebody else get up. But this morning, Mickey had kind of mentioned the top 10 prospects in the country. He mentioned this running back, I think, was the Rivals number two, a running back. I didn't know if you knew. You know, of course, I know you probably know something about him, but I hadn't heard anybody really break this cat down, you know.
You mean as a player who's planning on visiting Clemson?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me get to that, Scott. I've not yet watched his film, so I can't really comment on it as yet. So let me watch his film tonight, and I'll give you something on it tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. By the way, Ramona, Texter just wrote celery is stupid. That's it exactly.
Oh, you don't like celery either?
No, that's exactly. Celery is stupid. I couldn't have summed it up better than that.
Celery.
It is. That's the perfect way to sum it up. It is. What's the point of it? I don't get it. It's like 98% water. It has virtually no taste at all. Whatever taste it has is unpleasant. And it's like string. It's like eating string. It's like eating plastic string. Plastic string. Monofilament. 10-pound test line. and people chop it up. And they say, oh, but it adds color. I don't need color. I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's what they say, adds color.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't give a rat's behind whether my potato salad has color in it. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't like the crunch stuff. I don't get it. I don't even know why celery is a food product.
I guess they just saw it down there in the ground and said, hey, let's eat this.
It should have just been like a natural monofilament. There's a way to separate it and, you know, something like that. Lisa, celery has negative calories. Yeah. I mean, that sort of proves my point. It's a nothing.
That's why it doesn't taste good.
Right, exactly. Because it's a nothing. It's not even a real thing. I never get celery. I'm with Scott. I have zero use for celery. Zero. None. If celery disappeared tomorrow, I'd be good.
You'd be all right.
Because I wouldn't have to hear it adds color or it adds crunch. Two things I don't care anything about.
Yeah, but if you're crunching something you don't like, what good is it?
I'm saying there are places for crunch and there are places. I don't want crunch in potato salad. I'm not interested in crunch.
You think it might be an eggshell?
Well, I'm not interested in it. I don't need crunch in potato salad. I don't want it. Macaroni salad. I don't want it. I don't want your celery. Keep it. You people like celery? Knock yourself out. You know, here's the thing. You always have to put something on it.
Oh yeah, you can't eat plain.
Texture said celery is a good thing to scoop with. Yeah, but you have to scoop like blue cheese with it so that you don't taste the celery. So that's sort of the point. You know, I'll scoop with something
else.
So
you scoop the blue cheese, and if it has negative calories, then that takes away the calories from the blue cheese, is their point, I guess.
What? What did you just say?
Celery has negative calories. I'm assuming that blue cheese has calories. So you take the celery and you scoop the blue cheese, and that takes away from the calories from the blue cheese.
Chad, Dexter writes, Where'd it go? I'm getting all sorts of texts about celery being terrible. Wait a minute. Zeke, I'm coming right to you. Where'd this go? Here. Celery is bland and tasteless. Sincerely, rice cakes.
Rice cakes. I see that one. That's good.
Zeke, what's going on?
It's an edible spoon.
First of all, I love celery with hot wings. Number one.
It didn't take long.
And I love celery and stuffing.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Okay, so you don't like celery? Fine. Now, you can get rid of carrots for the rest of my life, and I'll be fine with that.
Okay.
So I feel the same way about carrots as you do about celery.
All right now, you're trailing in the voting like 20 to 1. But you are the one.
I don't give.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, listen, I don't give a rat's butt. I like it. So good. That's fine. I'm going to eat it. But
How can you like celery? What do you like about it? Are you going to go home?
I told you.
If you eat it on a plate, will you eat it on a plate with nothing?
I just told you.
No, wait. Here's what I'm asking you.
I said I like it two times.
Okay, so you won't eat it on a plate.
I'll take a celery.
All right, so wait, I just want to clarify.
No, I like it with things.
Right, so in other words, you don't really like it.
Correct. It has to be with them.
This isn't like the beer argument. Yes.
I rest my case.
You're saying, do I like it? Hey, I'll take a celery stick and I'll put salt on it and eat it by itself. How's that?
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
Now, rivalry game. Who are you taking tomorrow night? You got to choose one of them, Tula. I know you don't like
it. I don't have to choose it today.
You don't.
So.
No, that's fair. Hey, listen, Jay Williams. You know, why do these Duke guys get to do the Duke Carolina game?
But let me say this. I've already seen and heard numerous places that that it's Duke and Kentucky for the national championship, and that everyone else might in the Final Four. So there's that. And I think Kentucky actually has a better chance than Duke. I still don't believe in Duke.
Listen, I mean, people tend to forget Kentucky lost to LSU at home right for that Tennessee game.
I think LSU's dangerous.
And I like Kentucky.
I think LSU's dangerous.
They are dangerous. And by the way, I'll say this. Listen, if anyone you follow basketball, Tennessee was due that game. They were due a game like that. They won about 18 straight. They went into Rupp Arena on a Saturday night. Kentucky beats Tennessee in Knoxville, then I'm impressed.
I don't care anything about that outcome. That outcome means nothing to me. That outcome does not mean Kentucky's playing for the national title, nor does it mean Tennessee won't be. It's a home game.
I agree 100%.
Yep.
That's right. Listen, if Kentucky goes to Knoxville on the last game and wins then, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I expected those teams to split.
I'm in 100% on that. 100% agreement with that.
We're agreeing, Walt. We're agreeing.
How about that?
And listen,
Celery
by the way,
boy.
You guys keep writing off Gonzaga, the team that both of us picked to win it all.
Yep.
You keep writing off Gonzaga, who's not lost since the North Carolina game.
I think Gonzaga, Virginia, Tennessee are all absolute legitimate contenders for the national title.
I agree 100%. I won't be able to call tomorrow, but let me say, Jay Williams last night, your favorite guy, Walt, gets on the air. You know, North Carolina's got to deal with the fact that the Duke's won 8 of the last 10.
I heard.
And he had to be reminded that North Carolina's won 4 of the last 7.
Yeah.
So get your stats right there, J-Boy.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, they've won 3 of the last 4.
Yeah, he had it wrong multiple times, actually.
Jeez.
I got to run.
I won't. Hey, take care.
Thank you. Let me tell you about Absolute Waste Management. Got junk? Absolute Waste Management specializes in residential and commercial waste removal services for bulky unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste, and more. They offer clean-out services for evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, estate liquidations, foreclosures, clean-outs of stock rooms, old unused equipment, apartment clean-outs, barns, outbuilding, storage units. Stop tripping over it. Stop stepping around it. Stop ignoring it. Stop trying to turn old tires into planters. Come on, man. Clean it up. And the way to do it is Absolute Waste Management. They'll get your job done quick, affordably, locally owned and operated. We've already had multiple people call us, write us about Absolute Waste Management. Call them, 864-266-7131, 266-7131. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero.